USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. dealing with the pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday. The Delta variant spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. Plans underway to get Afghans who helped the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Sources tell NBC News about 2,500 Afghans who worked for our government will be allowed to come to the U.S. Others will wait outside the U.S. for their visas to be approved. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A mass shooting in Portland, Oregon. At least 8 people hurt last night. At least 1 with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced. No word on a motive. Inflation causing concern among Americans. A study out yesterday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a 5-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, not alarmed, though. She tells the PBS NewsHour, inflation is largely confined to sectors most affected by the pandemic, like travel and items that rely on semiconductors.
Outside of those pandemic-affected sectors, inflation is very moderate and really consistent with inflation rates we think of as normal.
She also says rapid inflation could last several more months. The death count in Europe could rise as floodwaters recede. Over 150 people dead in Germany and Belgium from flooding following heavy rain starting Thursday. One part of Germany getting 2 months' worth of rain in just 24 hours. Officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An Obama immigration program ruled to be illegal. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places the program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to immigrants who are in the country illegally. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A jury handing down that sentence Friday against Michael Gargiulo, the 45-year-old convicted almost 2 years ago of killing two women in 2001 and 2005 in California. Gargiulo also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. A new advisory from the Biden administration likely to heighten tensions between Washington and Beijing. John Clemens reports.
As expected, the White House has warned U.S. companies not to do business in Hong Kong to avoid reputational and legal damages. The 9-page directive was announced by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
The Department of Treasury took the matter beyond the warning by announcing sanctions against 7 Chinese officials for violating the terms of the 2020 Hong Kong Autonomy Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.